You know, Stimpy, this Yak-Smith caroling stuff has been a lot of fun. But I can't wait to get home.
Not so fast, Ren. Have you forgotten what tonight is?
Garbage pickup?
No, no, no. Tonight is the social event of the year.
You don't mean...
Yeah.
You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
And welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for January 1999. This is issue number 166, and I'm your horse editor, Fred Volby. We've got bets whether or not I'm even going to finish this thing. If you'd like to become a member of the DX Audio Service and live in the United States of America, the cost is $25. To members in Canada, the subscription rate is $28. To Mexico and the Caribbean, it's $32. And to Europe and elsewhere, it's $38. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep the cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send it to me at 706 McKenzie, that's spelled M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. If you have any questions, you can reach me at 419-228-4199. However, allow a few days for a return call if I'm not in. The fax number is 419-221-1609, and the member's action line is 419-224-1609. Well, I hope that you can put up with my croaking and coughing during this edition. Have a very terrible cold here, and I've kind of lost my voice, but we're going to see if we can waddle through this. There's a lot of news from the club side on this edition. To start off this new year, I was contacted by a member who wishes to remain anonymous because he works for the government sector, and he's been able to find out what has been happening to some of our tapes and why we're having some of these tape problems. It seems that when Joe Post Office Worker tries to put our cassettes in a device called a automatic facer and canceller to save the effort of hand canceling them, they get destroyed in this unit. The AFC, as they call it, is supposed to reject anything thicker than 1/8 of an inch. But our tapes are between 1/2 to 11/16, depending on whether you get your tape in a white box or a padded envelope. Now, this also explains why tapes that are in padded envelopes have also suffered what I call the stomp of death, or what appears like somebody has stomped on the envelope. To alleviate this matter, all DX Audio Service tapes are being stamped with a special red marking on the outside, and as long as the post office workers follow their directive of protocol, we should have no more problems. However, if we do have some damaged tapes, rest assured that they will be replaced by the club at no cost to you. All you have to do is send them back, and they will be replaced within 48 hours. As a special present to the club, this person also kicked in a few bucks to pay for lost tapes as well. So if your tape comes up missing, they can be replaced at no charge. However, please do not panic if your tape is not in your hands by the first of the month. We still occasionally have members that do not get tapes until the 8th or 10th of the month. This is why I say please do not ask for a replacement unless you truly need it. If between your request for a replacement and the time the replacement actually shows up, you get your original magazine, please send one of the tapes back. Regardless of the generosity of one of our members, we need to keep our expenses down. Do you realize that even with several postage rate increases, we've still held the subscription rate of the DX Audio Service to the original rate that we set back in April of 1985? Now on to the World Wide Web. I'm proud to announce that the National Radio Club has a brand new home. Our website will be moving to a new location of www.nrcdxas.org. That site is already up, and the old location will have a link to it starting on January the 1st. I'd like to thank some of our members and Kelly Prescott of WCOIL for their help in educating me on how some of the speech packages for the blind work on the web browsers, and also for testing some of the pages. One of the things that you'll find on the site is a real audio page. And while I'm not really thrilled with the quality of real audio, you can listen to some of the latest columns, air checks from some of the past convention stations, and a few other things. My address for the club has also changed. If you'd like to contact me via email, my new address is fredv, that's F-R-E-D-V, at nrcdxas.org. Please delete all the other addresses you might have for me and just put this one in your email folder. In the future, I hope to offer members their own address on the NRC site as a reflector to their present address. But at the present, the only thing I have on the system is Pine and capabilities for Telnet. If you'd like to get into our discussion conference, all you have to do is send an email message to amrequest@nrcdxas.org. That's amrequest@nrcdxas.org. And put in the body of the message the two words, subscribe, AM. And AM is one word. To get off the list, send a message to amrequest@nrcdxas.org and put in the body of the message the words, unsubscribe, AM. The process usually takes 30 seconds, and I tested it with a friend in Denmark who reported that his request came back within 23 seconds. Later, I'll be adding another list for FM and FCC postings. Jim Renfrew's list is also up. If you wish to receive the electronic version of the International DX Digest, all you have to do is send a message to IDXD-REQUEST. That's IDXD-request@nrcdxas.org and put in the body of the message the words subscribe IDXD. Do those directions sound familiar? They should. You will get back a Word for Windows file each time Jim publishes with the international loggings. You can also contribute by sending an email to Jim. In fact, Jim has his very own webpage on the new site. More changes will be coming. But I think despite being a club consisting of volunteers and donations of equipment, we've made some big ground in getting something which we can use to our full advantage. If I've not railed on the post office long enough, Andy Rugg gives us continuing gloomy news about a postage increase in Canada. He writes, Canadian postage rates will go up on January 1st, 1999. The rate to the United States of America will increase by 3 cents to 55 cents. The rate within Canada will rise to 46 cents. Overseas jumps a nickel to 95 cents. So far, no jump in rates yet the other way from the U.S. to Canada, but you can bet your bippy that they soon will be coming. We don't plan to up the Canadian rate anytime soon. We'll just have to wait and see. Well, at this time, I think I'm going to get some ice water and cool down the vocal cords. We'll listen to Jerry Starr with the AM Switch.
Hi, everybody, and happy holidays. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. Three editions of the Switch this month start with reference number 443 and just a handful of call letter changes, but starting off with one that was a real surprise to me, 620 WSUN in St. Petersburg, Florida. That's right, they are dropping that call. Why? We don't know. They'll be changing to WSAA. You can bet WSUN won't be in limbo very long. 740 WBAW Barnwell, South Carolina becomes WMXG. And on 1320 WLQY Hollywood, Florida changes to WZMZ. Some interesting otherness items on 1050 WJCM in Sebring, Florida. This station, which had been silent for a long time, is now back on the air on this, their new frequency. They were formerly on 960 kilohertz. They're operating with 1,000 watts in the daytime, a mighty 11 watts at night, and a non-directional antenna. 1280 WLMJ in Jackson, Ohio. The license for this station has been canceled and the call deleted. 1290 WAVP, Avon Park, Florida. This silent station has returned to the air. 1500, this is kind of interesting, WOLY in Battle Creek, Michigan. The station license is canceled and the call deleted by the FCC, but the station is still operating. They claim this is a problem with paperwork and it will be worked out soon, so stay tuned on that. Moving on to edition number 444, one application of interest since there were no call changes this time. On 850 WEEU in Reading, Pennsylvania, would like to move to 830 kilohertz with 5,000 watts in the daytime, 6,000 watts at night. Of course, that's just an application. We'll let you know if it's granted. Otherness items include on 920 WKYD Andalusia, Alabama, license canceled and call deleted. 1010 WTGC, that long silent station in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, license canceled, call deleted. 1090 KAJK Fortuna, California, this silent station has returned to the air. Moving into the X-band on 1650 KDNZ in Cedar Falls, Iowa, this new station is now on the air and is being widely heard. They seem to be using the call KCNZ, which is the call license to their 1250 station. We checked the FCC database just before we recorded this AM switch, and we find that KD, that's D as in Delta, KDNZ is still the call of record for the 1650 facility. Of course, that could change at any moment. Also on 1650 WHKT, brand new X-band station in Portsmouth, Virginia. No programming yet, but they have been testing with on-the-air carrier. People in that area report the signal is huge. And moving on to edition number 445, just one call letter change, 1170 WKPE Orleans, Massachusetts becomes WFPB. And some interesting otherness items on 1090 WBZB, Selma, North Carolina has gone silent. 1170, we just mentioned the new call, WFPB in Orleans, Massachusetts. That station has been silent. It is now back on the air. 1360 CJVL in Ste. Marie, Quebec has left the air. They've moved to 101.3 FM. 1490 KRSN, Los Alamos, New Mexico. This silent station has returned. And on 1550 WVAB, Virginia Beach, Virginia, you guessed it, this station has gone silent once again. They've had a record of on again, off again over the past year or so. And that will wrap it up for this month and for this year. We'll see you in 1999 with more stuff from the broadcast band now. And we're sorry to hear he's homebound now. Here's John Bunker.
The DX Audio Service.
Yeah.
There's nothing else quite like it.
Well, thanks very much, Jerry, and Happy New Year to everybody. My goodness, here we go, starting a bright new year. And we start a whole new frequency today, too, 1540, and boy, is it jammed. I think we ought to just get started. And oh, by the way, you're going to love the last ID I have for you today, so don't fall asleep now. Okay, what do you say we get started right now on the January 1999 DX Audio Service Travelogue, and we're going to be going up into the Granite State.
ABC News at AM 1540 WMYF, Exeter, Portsmouth.
I'm John Lyons, and the lead investigator in the ValueJet crash has given a progress report.
Okay, and the next recording goes back 27 years.
Listen every Saturday from 12:05 to 1 p.m., and every Sunday from noon to 2 for the voice of the Azores on WADK Newport.
And we go west now into the Tri-City area of the Empire State.
As the Grace Hour comes your way next, right here on Christian Radio University, WDCD Albany and WDCD FM, Clifton Park, Albany.
Now, here's an announcer telling too much, I think, about the operations inside his radio station.
All right, with that, we're going to turn the tape over to the flip side. So stay with us. We'll be back in just about 1 minute.
This is 1540 AM WSIV East Syracuse.
Okay, folks, welcome back. We're on the second side, or the downhill side of our tape.
Well, I gotta agree, it's the downhill side, all right. Holy mackerel. I'm afraid it goes well beyond the tape he's playing, though.
WARD, Fitston, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Hazleton. All talk radio for the great Northeast.
Well, as you can tell, we've moved to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania now, and we're almost exactly a month early for Groundhog's Day.
EZ 1540, the station that brings back great songs and wonderful memories, WECZ, Punxsutawney, Brookville.
Okay, and we're drawn next to the fourth largest market in the United States to a station that's been changing its call letters almost as often as I've been swimming in the Gulf of Mexico, I swear.
WNWR, Philadelphia.
Hey, you know, when I first started commuting to my office in Washington, I drove each way from my home in New Jersey. And Wheaton, Maryland, it turned out, was a good place to stop for a cup of coffee on the way down. Let me take you back 25 years to hear one of my favorite jingles from that station in Wheaton, Maryland, when it was using some earlier call letters. Listen to this.
The sound that helps make Maryland famous, W-D-O-N, Wheaton, Maryland.
Isn't that cute? Well, we move down now to the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Where the word is going forth, lives are being changed, and Jesus is glorified. WREJ, Richmond, Petersburg, Rejoice Radio.
Taking you higher.
Now, due north of Charlotte, North Carolina, right near the Virginia border, is the little town of Elkin, North Carolina.
Your home for great music and down-home hospitality, we call it Gospitality, is on 1540 WJOS Elkin, Jonesville, Arlington, Southern Gospel's best.
I'm afraid we got a little too much ignition noise on that one to suit me, but maybe that means we should go back. And due south of Elkin, right on the South Carolina border, is the city of Charlotte.
We're not ashamed of the gospel on Word Radio, WOGR, Charlotte.
And here comes one of those stations you just have to love if their ID is any measure.
This is the Bright Spot on your dial, 1540 AM WTBI Pickens and 91.7 FM WTBI Greenville.
And well, Florida doesn't have a station at 1540, so we'll just head west and go over to Alabama.
WRSM, Summerton, Bay, where it counts.
NBC Radio News, I'm Mike Anthony.
We're going to hop, skip, and jump all the way through Tennessee and Kentucky. On our way north, we're going to get up to Eurexville, Ohio, for a 250-watt station.
Serving East Central Ohio for 24 years, your dial is set to 1540 AM WBTC Eurexville.
Yeah, that's the least powerful of any of the stations you'll hear today at 1540. And while we're up in Ohio, we once again invade the province of Star. That's Jerry Star.
Celebrating 25 years of broadcast service, we are WNIO Niles.
And there are three or four towns all bunched together right there, with Youngstown as the core city. And this next ID was part of the travelogue we taped back in 1976. And it wasn't until this past week that I realized the announcer never says the word Cleveland on this next one.
This is radio station WABQ, concluding another day of broadcasting on an assigned frequency of 1540 kilocycles. WABQ will return to the airways at 7:15 tomorrow morning with the King Curtis Show. Until then, please try to arrive alive.
Lift every voice.
And we continue our coverage of 1540 in Ohio.
Whether you're looking for the latest news, up-to-date weather information, sports, or interesting talk, all you need is AM 1540 WBCO Bucyrus, the official news and weather information station for Crawford County and surrounding areas.
Okay, now, we come to one of the more visible errors committed by the FCC in the last half dozen years. The story from the FCC, true or not, is that a clerk accepted this application for a new station in Michigan and misread the abbreviation MI, that would be for Michigan, for MT, which would be Montana. So this Michigan station got a K call instead of a W call.
Currently, Lansing, Jackson, and Spring Arbor are all tied up and in unison at 64 degrees. This is WSAE KTGG Spring Arbor, your Christian music station serving South Central Michigan. Coming up this hour, we've got a lot of music coming at you. Here's When Love Comes Home.
And right in the middle of the Michigan glove,
the Country King, WKKM, WWKM, FM, AM, Harrison.
This moment of meditation is brought to you by the Sisson Funeral Home in Gladwin.
Okay, we're going to be going into the Hoosier State now for a surprising number of stations on this channel.
844.
WLOI, LaPorte.
Good morning, this is Tom Rogers with news and weather on WLOI. At 11 o'clock, it's 32 degrees, we're at the freezing point.
Yeah, it was recorded in July, too.
WQTZ, WADM, Decatur, Bluffton, Fort Wayne, it's 7 o'clock.
Heading for High Ground. This is a Network Indiana News Brief. I'm Alden Taylor.
We were listening for WADM there, and southward down to the tip of Indiana.
We're going to get out of here, not the San Antonio. We're going to get out of here and make room for news and favorites. Hope you enjoyed Country Gold today. You're in tune with WBNL Radio, WBNL AM and FM, Boonville, Indiana. Jamboree from Mount Vernon comes up tonight.
USA Radio Network News. This is Kim Taylor.
And our last stop in Indiana this month is in Madisonville, located just south of Indianapolis.
Contact the Mooresville Church of Christ today for a free Bible study at 831-2663.
It's 12 o'clock at your brand of Hoosier Country, FM 102 WCBK and AM 1540 WMCB, Martinsville, Mooresville.
Okay, over to Illinois.
Help us stay in touch with Mid-Illinois with the WSMI News Tip Award from WSMI AM and FM, Litchfield.
That's just outside St. Louis, incidentally. Okay, well to the north, into Wisconsin, where they also have spirited music, they say.
That is the music of Malik Fisherman here at WTKM. That one is called The Little Flying Goose Polka. Before that, The Clarine Waltz here at WTKM. AM and FM from Hartford, Wisconsin, the Polka Place.
Okay, here comes a station that should be in just about everybody's log, I'm sure. Its signal covers the country quite well, and if you haven't heard it, yeah, I guess it's because your local 1540 station doesn't shut down for maintenance very often. This recording of KXEL was made in 1992.
Where I was real country. KXEL, Waterloo, Iowa. KXEL.
That's kind of bouncy for mid-America, I'd say. Very nice. But I regret to say this next one makes up for it.
Partly sunny today, high in the low 90s. Partly cloudy tonight, low 65 to 70. Becoming mostly cloudy, 30% chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, high in the low 90s. KBOA AM 1540, Kennett, Missouri.
USA Radio Network News, this is Doug Douglas.
And we continue moving south along the Mississippi River now.
UFI Radio Noticias, Servicio Mundial, vía satélite desde Washington, D.C.
And we make a sharp turn to the west, hug the Gulf Coast for a few miles, and this is what we hear.
That it has a chance. I'm Mary Peters, and this is the Texas State News Network.
This is KGBC, AM 1540 in Galveston. Central Daylight Time is 4 p.m.
Jackie Kennedy Onassis is apparently near death after doctors said they could do nothing more for her.
Well, that's a strange story, wasn't it? You're very sad. Now, this next recording is of a station in San Antonio, and it was recorded in San Antonio. But I swear, when you listen to it, it sounds like there's at least one or two other stations interfering with them. Just too much going on in the studio, I think.
This is KEDA, 1540 AM Stereo, San Antonio, Texas. Conjunto music and more at its very best.
Dicen que una sonrisa es la mejor medicina. Tome estas polcas y hábleme en la mañana.
Okay, I guess that's what the format calls for, and that's also why they put tuning dials on radios. Oh, and here's another station that's changed its identity oh so many times. I have it on tape coming from Dallas. And another ID coming from University Park. And here, it's coming from somewhere else.
KTMP. Fort Worth, Dallas.
Sintoniza la Zeta.
Y ahora, la Zeta informa.
Celebra las fiestas patrias con la Zeta este 6 de septiembre en la Plaza México.
Ah, and we're going to leapfrog right over Oklahoma this month and spend a few moments in southeastern Kansas.
Good afternoon. It is 12 o'clock. I'm Roy Shields. You're listening to KLKC, AM and FM, Parsons, Kansas.
And next we move to the center of the state of Kansas.
KNGL 1540, AM McPherson. Now it's time for American Legion Tournament action, and for that we go now to Bud DeArville.
I guess we'll just move along.
1540, the AM, Radio Casa, La Unica. This is KASA, 1540, AM Phoenix.
50,000 watts there in Phoenix. And now into Tinseltown for another 50,000-watt voice. on 1540.
Esta es KAMG Los Ángeles.
Okay, skipping over Oregon to reach state number 48 on our list. Here's a station break from 1992.
There's nobody like us on your radio. We play new gold, cool gold, real gold. We are the Country Gold Network. KJUN Puyallup, KBLV Bellevue, KTOL Lacey, KENU Enumclaw, and now KWYZ Everett, the Country Gold Network.
This month, I want to salute two of the contributors to the audio service, John Bristol and Skip Dabblestein. Now, John went to Hawaii 21 years ago and brought us back a 1540 ID from Honolulu, and this past summer, Skip Dabblestein was able to snatch a quickie there, too, on business trip he had in Hawaii. So, let's see. First, we have John's.
And the preceding program has been paid for by DW Productions and Vivas, makers of the Muse. You're listening to KWAI Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial, and KISA Honolulu, 1540 on the AM dial.
Okay, here's Skip's update for us.
The Q, KQMQ, Honolulu.
Skip gave us a whole band scan of Hawaii. You heard it a few months ago here. Very nice work, Skip. Thanks so much. And finally, the station break I was teasing you about earlier on this travelogue, and the reason that there are so few 1540 stations along the Atlantic seaboard in the United States. Catch this.
Wake up in the morning, ZNS1, Radio Bahamas.
Ah, boy, isn't that a fine jingle? Well, we're out of time. We're going to see you next month.
To contribute to the travelogue, send your top-of-the-hour IDs to John Bowker, 1811 Fort Duquesne Drive, Sun City Center, Florida, 33573. Remember to start recording a minute before and after each top-of-the-hour ID, and make sure you have the legal ID in the recording.
I know that with the holidays, the last thing on your mind is probably the 1999 National Radio Club Convention, but let me run a few things by you here. It seems that motels are pretty well booked up for the Labor Day weekend in Bridgeport, West Virginia, site of the 1999 National Radio Club Convention, due in part to a lot of different things that are happening on that weekend. And with the prices of those left skyrocketing to about double of what we've paid in recent years, Bill Swiger and Ken Chatterton are asking the membership if you would rather pay the normal motel rates if the convention were held a week or two earlier than Labor Day. Send your comments to Ken Chatterton, C-H-A-T-T-E-R-T-O-N, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York. That's M-A-N-N-S-V-I-L-L-E, New York, 13661-0164. Or you can send them via email at quick@a-znet.com. That's Q-U-I-C-K at a ZNET.com. All suggestions will be taken very seriously, and we'd like to see you at the 1999 National Radio Club Convention. In fact, I think it's a good idea that we have a couple weeks earlier, because maybe then I can have Connie and Mom and also Jonathan come down and visit everyone at the convention. Looks like it's going to be a good time. Bill Swiger has done a convention before. He's been a real good host. I think we can always look forward to a great time in Bridgeport, West Virginia. Well, here's the other Ken. Ken Honestchuk with a look at what's happening in sportsland.
Well, it is unusual. For the first time in many people's lifetimes, there is no National Basketball Association action going on because of the lockout. And it's kind of difficult to adjust to it, but we just do other things, like DX, darn it! Okay. But then, of course, there are hockey fans out there, and you've got seven minor leagues along with the National Hockey League, so they're having fun now. Other than that, in the Continental Basketball Association, which has been going on for years and years and years, but unfortunately, the number of teams has dwindled down, and they only got about eight teams left. Teams down in Oklahoma have folded up, and I have four here that's left, so have fun with those. Out in Boise, Idaho, the Idaho Stampede play on 67 KBOI. The Yakima Sun Kings out in southwest Washington State, southeast that is, on 980 KJOX with Mike Bastinelli, and in Spanish, believe it or not, 1020 KYXE. out in the Midwest. Tune you down to 1140. KSOO does the Sioux Falls Skyforce with Scott Johnson. Only wish I could pick it up, but they know out here. And out in the Hartford, Connecticut area, it's the Connecticut Pride on 1410 WPOP. The other three teams I don't have information on, but would appreciate either through DX News or what have you. Yeah, the Grand Rapids Michigan Griffins, the Fort Wayne team, and the lacrosse. They were used to be known as the Catbirds. In fact, they used to be in Chicago a few years back. Okay, continuing with the American Basketball League, the only other pro league going on. Colorado Explosion out of Denver on 710 KNUS. What a nickname, the Explosion. The Nashville Noise on 560 WNSR. Out northeast, out in Connecticut, 1360 WDRC does the New England Blizzard games. Out in the West Coast, out towards Seattle, the Rain on 96.1 KXXO, the San Jose Lasers on 1220 KBPA, and the Portland Power on 1410 KBNP. Now for those of you who enjoy college football bowls a lot, and I know a couple personal friends of mine do, here's the lineup that I have as current as possible here in early December. The Las Vegas Bowl will be played December the 19th at 6:30 p.m. on ESPN. San Diego State against North Carolina. Motor City Bowl on the 23rd at 8 p.m. on ESPN2. Mid-American Conference team against Louisville. The Aloha Classics will be played at 3:30 p.m. on ABC TV and 8:30 p.m. on ABC TV. The first game will be a Pac-10 team against to be announced, and the second game is a Western Athletic Conference team against a Pac-10 team. The Heritage Bowl on the 26th at 12:30 p.m. on NBC will have Bethune-Cookman versus Southern University. The Inside Com Bowl, also on the 26th at 7 p.m. on ESPN, West Virginia against a Big 12 team. The Music City Bowl on the 29th at 4 p.m. on ESPN will have a Southeast Conference team against Virginia Tech. And the last game on the 29th at 8:30 p.m. on ESPN, a Big 12 team against a Big 10 team. The Humanitarian Bowl on the 30th at 8 p.m. on ESPN will have Idaho against Southern Mississippi. And also at 8 p.m. the same night, the Holiday Bowl on ESPN. I don't know how they did that. Unless I copied it wrong, a Pac-10 team against a Big 12 team. Unless it's ESPN 2, I don't know. we all make mistakes, yeah. All the games on the 31st, Liberty, Bowl, Sun, Peach, and Independence. The Liberty, 1:30 p.m., ESPN, Tulane against Brigham Young. The Sun Bowl at 2 p.m. on CBS, Southern California against the Big Ten team. Peach Bowl at 5 p.m., ESPN, Virginia against the Southeast Conference team. And the Independence Bowl at 8:30 on ESPN, Southeast Conference team against team to be announced. January 1st sees four games. Make that six. Outback Bowl, 11 a.m., ESPN, Big Ten team against Southeast Conference team. Gator Bowl, 12:30 on NBC, Notre Dame against Georgia Tech. Florida Citrus Bowl at 1 p.m. on ABC, Southeast Conference team against the Big Ten team. Cotton Bowl, 11 a.m. on Fox TV, Big 12 team against the Southeast Conference team. 5 p.m. on ABC, it should be 3:45 Central anyway. It's Wisconsin against usually UCLA, Arizona at this time, not sure. Sun Bowl, 8:30 ABC. Orange Bowl, January the 2nd, 8:30 on ABC. And the Fiesta Bowl, January 4th, 8 p.m. on ABC. And any additions or corrections are welcome at this address here. Okay, that's it for now. Enjoy your Christmas the best you can. Enjoy what sports are available on the dial. And Happy New Year, and we'll see you back in January or whenever. Take care and good luck. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ken. And I forgot to mention that our friend Bruce Conti is taking some time off to be with his family over the holiday season, and he will return on the February 1999 edition of the DX Audio Service. So let's move on to some CPC tests. And on the calendar, we started off in the great state of North Carolina, down in Ed Potter country, WGAI, on 560. We'll be testing on January the 4th. The test will take place between midnight and midnight 30. hang on to your seat, hang on to the dial, and hang on a little bit later because there's a test from California coming up at 0400 to 0800. And that is from KXTA. And I think that's in Los Angeles, California, on 1150. They'll be testing again on January the 4th from 0400 to 0800, and that is Eastern Standard Time. And then just a little bit later, we're going to have another test, and that is from a station in Indiana in the X-band, 1620 WJVA, will be testing from 0600 to 0700 on January the 4th. Moving to the end of the month, we have a test that's going to be from a rare state for a lot of us, and that is Alaska. KICY in Nome, Alaska, on 850 kilohertz, will be conducting a DX test using Morse code IDs and voice announcements on Saturday, January 23rd, 1999, from 0400 to 0415 Eastern Standard Time. KICY will be using 10,000 watts non-directional. Reports may be sent to Mr. Dave Oseland, O-S-E-L-A-N-D, General Manager of KICY, Post Office Box 820, Nome, Alaska, 99762. Then just 7 days later, we have a test from Salt Lake City, Utah. That is KSL in Salt Lake. On 1160, they'll be conducting a DX test from 0200 to 0400 Eastern Local Time, that's Eastern Standard Time, on Saturday, January the 30th, 1999. The test will consist of Morse code IDs on the hour and half hour inserted into regular programming, that is talk. You can write for a reception report, or I should say, send your reception report and write for QSL to Mr. John Dehnel, that's D-E-H-N-E-L, amateur call sign is W7UUJ, chief engineer of KSL Radio, 55 North, 300 West, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84180. Then we have a test coming up on February the 6th from CHUC on 1450, and this station will be testing from midnight to 0600 Eastern Local Time. Then on February the 21st, from the great state of Delaware, where we had a convention just a few years back, WILM in Wilmington, Delaware, will be testing on a frequency of 1450. They'll be testing with tones, code IDs, recognizable music, and test announcements on Sunday morning, February 21st, 1999, from 0100 to 0300 Eastern Time. WILM will conduct the test using 1,000 watts non-directional. Reception reports may be sent to Mr. Alan Ludell, L-O-U-D-E-L-L, Program Manager, WILM Radio, 1215 French Street, Wilmington, Delaware, 19801-3212. Prepaid calls will be accepted at area code 302-656-9800. The fax number is area code 302-655-1450. Be sure to include return postage with all reports. This test was arranged by Bill Hale for the National Radio Club. And good luck. We hope that you nab some rare stations, especially that one up there in Alaska. And if you don't happen to hear a station, why not write anyway and at least thank them for their efforts for staying up in the wee hours of the morning and allowing the Courtesy Programs Committee to publish this test in the DX audio service. I know that they would appreciate hearing from a lot of our members and know that it is worthwhile for the club, worthwhile for them, and of course worthwhile for the DX hobby. As many of you know, I have a great fervor for community-based radio. That is a radio station which operates in the public interest and actually does something for their community, rather than some of the satellite-based pablum which is fed to us over the airwaves today. Well, apparently a lot of the complaining that people have been doing to the Federal Communications Commission about this has led the Mass Media Bureau to release a document which is showing some promise, and hopefully some things will change. The Federal Communications Commission is exploring the creation of a new low-power FM radio service. This service, which could include the licensing of stations at various power levels from 1 to 1,000 watts, would be ideally suited to meet the special needs of neighborhood-based community groups, religious groups or churches, minority groups, schools and universities, and small businesses. The low-power stations would allow these groups or businesses to use the public airwaves to speak to their local and nearby communities. The Federal Communication Commission's successful consideration of the institution of a low-power radio service requires broad participation and involvement by all segments of the public. The process of considering the creation of a low-power FM radio service began with public notices in February and March of 1998, when the Federal Communications Commission sought comments on two separate petitions for rulemaking. These petitions asked the Federal Communications Commission to begin the process of changing its rules to create a low-power radio service, as well as a low-power service for occasional special events. These included the petitions of Nicholas E. Leggett and Judith F. Leggett, and Donald Shellhart, J. Roger Skinner Jr., and Gregory D. Diesko. Input from the public is crucial to the process of changing the Federal Communication Commission's rules. The FCC receives hundreds of comments from the public on the public notices on the petitions for rulemaking. The commenters, the broadcast industry, individual citizens, potential low-power radio broadcasters, engineers, nonprofit advocacy groups, and others, evaluated the proposals and suggested new ways to provide low-power radio. The Federal Communications Commission staff is reviewing and considering these comments and preparing a recommendation for the Commission for its review and decision as to how to proceed in this matter. So what's next? The Federal Communications Commission has several options. It can decide to issue a Notice of Proposed Rulemaking, which would include specific proposals for a new low-power FM service, and which would provide the basis for the FCC to change its rules to a new radio service. It can decide to issue a Notice of Inquiry to seek more information from the public before issuing specific proposals for low-power FM radio. Or it could decide not to take any further action or establish a low-power radio service at this time and deny any of these petitions for rulemaking. So, what can you do? The time for comment on the petitions for rulemaking has passed. As described, if the Federal Communications Commission decides to take any further action on establishing a low-power radio service, there will be a new opportunity for the public to provide views to the Federal Communications Commission. So what can you do in the interim? Well, my personal suggestion is to sit down and write a letter to the Federal Communications Commission, to the commissioners, and also to your congressman. Explain what the problems are. Tell them about radio stations that do not necessarily provide public interest, public news, weather reports, EAS information, and how a local radio station would help you. Perhaps you might even want to explain about a need that you have in your community. I think the more that we get the word out, the better off we'll be. And somewhere down the line, the tables are likely to turn. If you'd like more information on this, or perhaps some help in writing a letter to the Federal Communications Commission or your congressman, we would be glad to help you either by email or write to us here at the DX Audio Service. Well, before I lose my voice here on Side 1, let's take a look at our DX Time Machine from the pages of DX News from 50 years ago. From the December 24th, 1948, DX News Magazine, Stan Morris of Bradfield, Massachusetts, sent reception reports to Stuttgart AFN on December the 10th and to BFN Hereford on 1366 on December the 11th. 50 years ago, from the December 4th, 1948 DX News, Herb Campbell of Athens, Pennsylvania, disdained the use of prepared card varies, except where the personnel of the station can be proven illiterate. He suggested adding a reported column to heard verified lists. From 25 years ago, from the December 17, 1973 DX News Magazine, this 48-pager included such articles as Robert Veltmeyer's Brazilian Information, Phase Loops and Asymmetrical Antenna Patterns by Mike Leventhal, Paige Taylor's The Complete DXer, and Transpolar DX by Russ Edmonds. 10 years ago from the December 19th, 1988 DX News magazine. Radio New York International was awaiting a federal judge's ruling regarding the legality of its pirate radio operation. 10 years ago, from the December 5th, 1988 DX News magazine, WKND 1620 aired various programs and was reported by Harold Frodge up in Bay City, Michigan. And that's our DX Time Machine on this edition. And finally, before we flip over our tape to side two, from John Tull, he writes, I have a small number of Murata CFWM 455i ceramic filters. These are 455 kHz with a 6 dB bandwidth of plus or minus 2 kHz. They are very small, about 3/8 inch long and 1 quarter inch square, with an input-output impedance of 2K. If you want one, they are $5 postpaid to the USA and $6 postpaid outside the United States. He will include a data sheet with the filters. Contact John Tull, KD0JL, at 12116 Summit Street in Kansas City, Missouri, 64134. Or you can write to him via the internet at KD0JL at freewweb.com. That's freewweb.com.
At this time, please turn over your tape to side two.
You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.